At this time, I'd like to invite forward any of the young folks present in worship this morning for a special time together up front. Thank you for being here this morning. How are we doing today? We good? Good. Good. We just heard a short little story about a guy named John. Can you say John? John, yeah. And John was this guy who lived way out in the countryside, a lot like some of the people here who live way out in the countryside, too. Would you believe that? And John was calling all sorts of people to come to him so he could tell them about someone special. But here's the thing. John was a little strange. John wore some funny clothing. Do you know what a camel is? Have you ever seen a camel? It's the big animal with the big bump on his back that walks through the sand. Have you seen this before? Yeah. So John used to wear clothing made out of camel fur. How weird is that? It's weird, right? And guess what else? John ate some weird foods too. John used to eat locusts and honey. Do you know what honey is? Yes, honey's good, right? Honey's sweet. It's tasty. But do you know what a locust is? A locust is like a really big bug. I know, right? That's gross, isn't it? This is a little disturbing that this guy was eating bugs with honey. But here's the thing. Despite his strange clothing and despite his strange food, God used John to tell all sorts of people about how much God loved them and how much God wanted to be with them. And John got the people ready for Jesus to come. And Jesus proved to us how much God loves us. So here's the thing. If God can use John to tell other people about how much God loves them, you can bet that God can use you to share that love too. So the next time you see somebody with strange clothing or eating some weird food, can you tell them how much God loves them? And can you remember that God loves you just as much too? Can you remember that? Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Let's pray, shall we? Let's fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, thank you for sending people like John to us to help us get ready for you. Remind us of how much you love us always. And thank you for sending Jesus to us to prove that this is true. We give you thanks for all this, and we ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.